Can you say a little bit more about psychedelics? I don't know if you want to talk about your own personal
No, that's
experiences, if
okay.
any, and what you think of the government's current position and also the notion of conscious, sacred, guided youth, either by psychotherapists or religious practitioners.
I've sort of well known as not having a whole lot of experience with psychedelics. I've written about what I believe, what I think was one very large LSD trip in college that I wasn't particularly fond of. But I never really did any psychedelics at all, not even sort of experimentally. Not because I didn't want to or anything. It just really,
Not your
just
thing.
wasn't in, wasn't sort of in the cards for me. That changed a bit when I moved to, as you might imagine, when I moved to Marin in the early 1980s and stayed with Roger and Francis, who are advocates of conscious drug use done, carefully in sophisticated fashion. Under all the right set and settings. And they were pretty instrumental in getting me to try MDMA. That's the only drug I've had any experience with. It was completely legal in 1983 when I did. I probably did a dozen trips, and I thought it was absolutely wonderful. I just absolutely loved it. And there tends to be a kind of diminishing return experience on that drug. I think a lot of people do it for a while, and then they just sort of had enough. They've got learned what they could learn from it, and they just sort of stopped doing it. And I stopped doing it around 1984, and have had no desire to do it since then. But my sense is that the people I know that have done it responsibly have gained a lot from using psychedelics to open up a certain space. But there are downsides, and particularly in this movement, what you find is that there are two general approaches to consciousness studies. One is the druggies, and one is the meditators. And the druggies are into altered states, and the meditators are into stages. And the meditators believe that you have to actually discipline and work, and it's 4 years, and 10 years, and 15 years to reach stable realization of these higher something out. And the psychedelic or drug side is much more into altered states, ayahuasca, LSD, any sort of number of altered states. They don't tend to get into permanent realizations based on these things. And I happen to believe that both of these models, I use states and stages, I believe both of them are required. But there's kind of an acrimony between these two groups. There are very few people that do drugs and are serious meditators. And the people that only do drugs, I think eventually it kind of tends to catch up in a way. I don't see permanent realization coming from these things. I don't see permanent access to some of these higher states. And I think at some point the simple neurological noise of the ingredients starts to almost outshine the luminosity that was there perhaps at the beginning. And so the people I know that I've watched over 30 years that have done only drugs have become increasingly, frankly, unpleasant people and disillusioned and sad in certain ways. It's not to say that meditators do all that much better, but there is at least a chance with meditators that you can have a permanent realization that is enduring and not merely a transitory state. And I think people do better if they either have a judicious combination of the two or if they do mostly meditation. And my recommendation is don't just do drugs because people get in trouble. And the theories that I see coming out of people that just do drugs are frankly pretty wacky theories. And they don't take enough evidence into account. They're not inclusive enough. They don't include other types of data and evidence. And I think they're very partial.